Hello. Oh, the happy couple together. I didn't think you'd be joining us, sweetie. I was expecting hubby to be solo tonight. I thought you were going to be out of town on business. Oh, well, aren't we lucky that flight was cancelled at the last minute? Please, come in, come in. Make yourself at home. I'm just finishing up in the kitchen and I'm making lasagna. How could I not after hubby mentioned it was his favorite the other day? Oh, I saw him on his morning run and decided to join in. We had quite a stimulating conversation. He didn't mention it? That's strange. I guess it just slipped his mind. Well, he also forgot to tell me you'd be joining us tonight. Men can be so forgetful, can't they? Anyway, just relax and dinner will be ready in a few moments. Well, don't leave me in suspense. How is everything? Oh, I'm so glad you enjoy it. I don't cook often, so I was a little worried. Oh, stop, you're too kind. It's just a little Italian family recipe. Oh, dear, no, not my family. I'm not Italian. I got the recipe from an Italian family. The husband was a chef. Oh, he was so skilled with his hands. Anyway, I spent some time there after college. You know, eat, pray, love style. Although light on the prayer and very heavy on the love, if you catch my drifts. But listen, good food is nothing without good company, so I am very glad to have shared this meal with both of you tonight. You want to help me with the dishes? You don't need to do that, you're a guest. Not taking no for an answer. Now how the tables turn. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Aw, isn't your wife's just the sweetest? Actually, sorry to ask after such a generous offer, but there is one more thing I could use some help with. There is this tiny leak in my basement. And I hate to be a burden, but as a single woman living alone, it is a rare opportunity to have a man around the house. Is it okay if hubby gives me a hand downstairs? Oh, thank you so much, dear. Hubby, if you wouldn't mind following me then? It shouldn't take long, dear. We'll be right back. It's just right over here. What? You don't see the leak? Here, let me show you. Give me your hand. There. Do you feel that moist spot right there? You see? It's just been dripping wet all evening. I think you've found the source of the problem. Oh? What's wrong, hubby? Afraid to get caught with your hand in the cookie jar? That didn't stop you the first time. Or any of the other times. Oh, a mistake. Those were all mistakes, were they? Just innocent, orgasmic mistakes. I see. Then why are you down here with me right now? Oh, please, hubby. You knew what this was, and you still followed me down here with a spring in your step and a throbbing in your boxers. Married men are so funny. You put on this show of trying to do the right thing to soothe your conscience, but you all eventually give in to your urges. You go from, "No, I can't do this," to, "No, don't stop." You always play the same flustered and shy routine. But then you get quite enthusiastic. Desperately so, even. Like on our run together. When we stopped in that nice spot in the park. You started moaning so loudly, I had to cover your mouth with one hand as I pumped your cock with the other. And as I muffled your whimpering, I felt your balls tighten and your knees buckle while you spasmed in ecstasy, letting out rope after rope of hot, sticky mistake. But you seemed downright grateful at the time. In fact, I remember you saying you never knew just a hand job could feel so fucking good. Such a shame that was all just a mistake. Oh well. Maybe it's best you head back up to your wife. I'd hate for there to be another misunderstanding. And we wouldn't want you doing anything you'd regret, right? Anything else, I mean. A shame. I had such plans. You'll just have to use your imagination, hubby. Or don't. Wouldn't want you getting any ideas in your head. Oh, changing your mind? Piqued your curiosity, did I? I don't know if you deserve it now. That was awfully selfish of you, stopping our fun just as I was beginning to enjoy myself. And changing your mind now for the sake of your own pleasure? Shameful. Is that any way to treat a lady, hubby? No, I'm afraid you'll need to prove that you can give as well as you receive. There you go, hubby. Show me what those fingers can do. Wonderful hubby. Just like that. Go slow. Slide those fingers deep into my wet pussy. Good hubby. Good. In and out. In and out. Just like that. Rub that thumb over my clit. Softly. Yes. Yes. Like that. Oh, hobby. Stop. Stop, stop. My hubby, you almost make me come with just your fingers. such gifted hands. But how is your tongue? Yes. Just like that, Abby. Just like that. I want you to bury that tongue deep inside of me. Oh. Yes, Abby. Yes. She must be done with the dishes. Don't you dare stop. I'll take care of this. What? What was that, sweetie? Oh, fuck. Fuck, it feels so good. Oh, that's so nice of you, but you can't. Oh. You can't just leave them in the drying rack. Cubby. Your tongue feels so good. Oh my god, like that. We're almost done here, dear. We are, aren't we, hubby? You're going to make me come, aren't you? You're going to make me come like the good little hubby you are. Fuck. No, dear. We don't need any help. Hubby is very good. He's almost. He's almost. He's almost finished. We'll be back up soon. Sad to say, I don't think we have much time left. And I need to come on your fucking face. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, that's it. Thrust your tongue deep inside me. Tongue fuck me, Abby. Tongue fuck me. Fuck. Fuck. So good. Fuck, I'm so close. Don't stop. Don't stop, hubby. Yes. God. Don't stop. Keep going, Abby. That's it. Oh, God. I think you've more than made up for earlier disappointments. I'd say that deserves a little something. Oh, she's back already. Such a shame. We'd better head back before the little lady gets suspicious. But don't worry, you haven't seen the last of me.